meeting of Sylvania City Council for March 4th, 2019 to order. Will the clerk please call the roll?
Mrs. Capalini here. Mr. Frye?
Here.
Mr. Hanam? He's not here. Mrs. Hussman?
Here.
Mr. Lukey?
Here.
Mr. Richardson?
Here.
Mrs. Westfall?
Mrs. Westfall is excused, and Mr. Hanam is expected, I believe. However, we have five members of City Council present, so a quorum does exist. We welcome you to our City Council meeting. Looks like we might have two students in the back. Notre Dame Academy, perhaps? Okay. If you've got any questions as we go along, raise your hand, and I'll recognize you at the appropriate time. At this point, we invite you to join us in our Pledge of Allegiance, this meeting led by Mr. Richardson.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for
The clerk, please let the record show that Mr. Hanam has arrived. We are up to additions to the agenda. I would like to add item 3A, election of a president pro tem for this evening's meeting. Members of council, any additions to the agenda?
Yes, Mr. Mayor.
Mr. Richardson.
I need to schedule a streets meeting.
Let's put this dot down as 13C, schedule streets committee. Any additional items from members of City Council? Mr. Lukey?
Yes, Mr. Mayor. I'm doing this because Mrs. Westfall's not here. We held a committee of the whole meeting a while back to discuss the city logo, and there was some circumstances around that that prevented us from scheduling a committee of the whole meeting at that point. Apparently, we need a full vote of council. So I'd like to bring that forward at some point.
Is it all right if we add that to 13A to schedule a new committee of the whole meeting?
Sure, of course.
Other additions from members of City Council? Mr. Sanford?
Nothing, Mr. Mayor.
Mr. Schreier?
Nothing, Mr. Mayor.
Chief Rodas is out on a medical issue tonight. Mr. Aller?
Nothing, Mr. Mayor.
And Mrs. Brining?
Nothing, Mr. Mayor.
Is there a motion to approve the agenda as amended?
So moved.
Second.
It's been moved and seconded. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries and the agenda is approved as amended. Added item 3A is election of a president pro tem for this evening's meeting.
Mr. Mayor, I move we appoint Sandy Hussman as president pro tem.
Second.
Been moved and seconded. All in favor of Mrs. Hussman serving as the president pro tem this meeting, indicate by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries. Congratulations, Mrs. Hussman.
Thank you very much.
So we'll move right to you for agenda item 4, approval of meeting minutes from our last meeting on February the 19th.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. I'd like to move approval of the minutes from the meeting of council on February 19th. Of this year, 2019.
Second.
It's been moved and seconded that the meeting minutes from February 19th, 2019 be approved as submitted. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries and those meeting minutes are approved. Moving on to agenda item 5, we have a video service authorization, actually a renewal, coming to us from Buckeye Cablevision, Inc. Mrs. Brining.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor.
This is a renewal of our current video service provider fee agreement with Buckeye. Those are valid for 10 years. Our previous one expired, so there's no change in the fee that we are charging them. And this is just a required agreement so that we can continue collecting our 5%.
Which is how much?
5%.
Which is how much in terms of money?
About $400,000 per year.
Okay.
Do we ever have any other interest from other providers?
You know, we did grant to Time Warner a few years ago a franchise fee, or we entered into a franchise agreement with them and established a video service provider fee. They just have never come into the area.
They have run trunk lines through Sylvania. They are in a position in the future to service, but they do not yet.
Yeah.
Cable's dying.
Do they still pay? Time Warner?
No, you only have to pay if you are established service in the area.
Okay.
Another question to be asked is, this is for cable firms, mm-hmm. but there are firms that do this on a wireless basis in our community. I asked the law director about that, and your answer was?
We can't currently, we're not authorized to charge.
By the state of Ohio?
Correct.
Okay.
Well, that's a much bigger revenue stream than I realized.
Mm-hmm.
We should be cognizant that that revenue stream is going away. It won't be here a decade from now. It won't be here 5 years from now, in all likelihood.
Toby, when I checked this, because I had an interested citizen, and in 2018, it said the Cablevision franchise paid us $380.
That's what it is. Yeah.
That's what it is. And then, but I noticed on the budget for 2019, it's down $360.
Okay.
But I don't know why. It. But maybe it's because
more people signing up with the satellite.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah.
You just proved Doug right.
Yes.
It's going down.
Yeah. At least two of us don't have cable anymore.
Okay.
Did you have a question, Patrick?
Yeah, I did have a question.
Sure.
So, where we're talking about that the advertising revenue is not included in their revenue that we base the 5% on, am I reading that right?
Are you in the legislation?
Yes.
Okay.
I thought it was.
Where do you see that it is not?
Advertising revenues will not be included in the gross revenue based upon which the VSP percentage is applied.
Yes. Our legislation in section one, it says the provider's gross revenues shall include advertising revenues.
Yep. Thank you.
Yep. That's okay. I could miss it too. That's why I was double checking myself.
Mr. Mayor, before you we go any further. My company that I have direct ownership in has agreements with Buckeye Cable, so therefore I need to push back from the table on this one and obviously on the next one. So I don't know whether I need to do these individually or whether I could do them.
I would recommend a motion to allow Mr. Fry to push away from the table for agenda items 5 and 6.
So moved.
Second.
Moved and seconded. All in favor say aye.
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 Opposed? Motion carries. Let the record show that Mr. Fry is not participating in this discussion or the votes. Are there any further questions for the law director concerning the Buckeye Cablevision video service authorization? If not, we do have proposed ordinance 19-2019. Mrs. Hussman.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. I would like to introduce ordinance number 19-2019. All members of council previously receiving copies, I would like to read by title only, determining the video service provider fee to be paid by a video service provider offering video service in the city pursuant to a video service authorization, authorizing the director of public service to give notice to the video service provider of the video service provider fee, waiving the second and third readings and declaring an emergency.
Second.
Been moved and seconded that ordinance number 19-2019 be read by title only and the second and third readings be waived. All in favor of that indicate by saying aye.
Aye. Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries. Final passage.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. I move final passage of ordinance number 19-2019.
Second.
Moved and seconded for final passage of ordinance 19-2019 as an emergency measure. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries and ordinance 19-2019 is approved. Moving on to agenda item six. This is proposed ordinance 20-2019, authorizing the city to enter in an agreement with Volunteer Energy Services to act as the city's natural gas aggregation supplier for a 24-month period beginning in May of this year and ending in April of 2021. Mrs. Brining.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. Since 2003, we've been, the city has been a natural government aggregator for natural gas services. And since then, we're a member of the Northwest Ohio Aggregation Coalition, of which Palmer Energy is our consultant. And since then, they've helped our customers save over $17 million on their natural gas bills versus the Columbia gas tariff price. We've had very good success, and thanks to Palmer and working through our gas through both of our gas and electric aggregation programs. We put out an RFP. We received several responses. The best supplier response that we received is from Volunteer Energy. They offered a price of NYMEX natural gas price plus $1.05 per MCF, which equals an estimated annual savings of $15 per customer. So we met out at Palmer and went through all the proposals. That is the best option in Palmer's recommendation, and also my recommendation that we enter into an agreement with them to provide natural gas for 2 years.
And this is our aggregated group.
That's correct.
Which includes Lucas County.
Correct.
And several of the other
yep.
municipalities.
Maumee, Perrysburg, Oregon. Yeah, there's a Liberty Center, I believe. I think there's several.
Mr. Fry, you have pushed back from the table and you can't participate as a member of council, but as the counties and our consultant, if there's something further you want to contribute, I think that's okay. Mm-hmm.
Okay, just making sure we're in
yeah,
bounds.
Yeah,
that's correct. There's 12 communities, and the ones that Mrs. Brining had mentioned, but the one that she didn't mention was the City of Toledo. The City of Toledo has actually already executed the document. Mm-hmm. The county is under consideration tomorrow morning.
And Monday is considering it tonight.
Leslie, just a question.
Mm-hmm. Sure.
This is a new provider from the previous contract?
No, they were our previous provider as well.
I have a question.
And they actually, we went back to them because there was a Columbia pricing issue that went a little bit lower or was close, and they were able to work, they were very great to work with and reduce their price further so that the customers were still receiving a savings.
Is the rate priced out monthly, or how does that work with the NYMEX plus 1.05?
Monthly.
Okay.
yes.
So
all matters relative to pricing.
So there's an auction process that occurs to establish that adder price that Columbia Gas of Ohio runs on an annualized basis, as do most of the other utilities in the state for gas. And what we've basically done is gotten below that number, but it's the final NYMEX settlement price for any individual month plus the adder that gets you to the actual price. So it does vary monthly.
Thank you.
Any further questions? All right, we do have ordinance 20-2019 to enter into this agreement. This is another item that is in the Utilities Committee. So Mrs. Hussman.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. I would like to introduce ordinance number 20-2019. All members of council previously receiving copies, I would like to read by title only, authorizing the mayor and director of finance to enter into an agreement with Volunteer Energy Services, Inc. to act as the city's natural gas aggregation supplier for a 24-month period beginning May 2019 and ending in April 2021, waiving the second and third readings and declaring an emergency.
Second.
It's been moved and seconded that ordinance number 20-2019 be read by title only and the second and third readings be waived. All in favor of that indicate by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries 5-0. Final passage.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. I move final passage of ordinance number 20-2019.
Second.
Moved and seconded for final passage of ordinance 20-2019 as an emergency measure. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries 5-0. All right, we'll move on to agenda item 7, but let the record show that Mr. Fry is rejoining us at the table for these issues.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor.
Agenda item 7 is proposed ordinance 21-2019, and this is authorizing to enter into an agreement between the City of Sylvania and the Board of Lucas County Commissioners for Suburban Court Services. Mrs. Brining.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. This is an annual agreement that we do to enter into an agreement with the County Commissioners for the provision of our victim's advocate at Sylvania Municipal Court. She's Since 1997, we've worked with the county, and they received grant funding for a portion of it. Our portion is $25,000. She provides excellent service to and helps take the load off of the prosecutors in meeting with the victims of crime, of really anybody who wants to meet with her, she'll meet with, and explaining the process to them. So I would recommend approval of ordinance 21-2019.
And tell us a little bit about the history of the cost of this service?
That in 2001, the city's portion had increased to $36,000. That was when there were three advocates working for the Suburban Court Services Program, and they rotated among the three suburban courts, Maumee, Oregon, and Sylvania. And subsequent to that, in 2008, we moved to assigning one victim's advocate per court, and I believe they eliminated one position, so that reduced our cost to $25,000 per year.
Okay, questions for the law director? Hearing none, Mr. Fry.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. I would like to introduce ordinance number 21-2019. All members of council having previously received copies, I will read by title. Authorizing the mayor and director of finance to enter into an agreement on behalf of the City of Sylvania between the City of Sylvania and the Board of Lucas County Commissioners for the Suburban Court Services Program, agreeing to participate in funding a portion of the local share for suburban court services, appropriating $25,000, therefore waiving the second and third readings and declaring an emergency.
Been moved and seconded that ordinance number 21-2019 be read by title only and the second and third readings be waived. All in favor of that indicate by saying aye.
Aye. Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries. Final passage.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. I move final passage of ordinance number 21-2019.
Second.
Moved and seconded for final passage of ordinance 21-2019 as an emergency measure. All in favor say aye.
Aye. Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries and ordinance 21-2019 is approved. Moving on to agenda item 8. This is monitoring for River Trail Phase 1. You have a report from the service director in your council packets. Mr. Aller.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. As part of our section 401 water quality permit that we received for the first phase of River Trail, there's a small wetland area in Haroon Park where we were required to mitigate the invasive or non-native species. The requirement in that permit is that we get it down to less than 5% of the invasives or non-natives after a five-year period. This past July, EPA came in and determined that we did not meet that 5% mitigation, and so we requested a two-year extension to meet the permit limits, and they did grant that to us. That will require additional monitoring on the part of JJR, and we'll also be bringing in a contractor. I'll be coming to you later this year with a contractor agreement to obtain that. Up to this point, we've been doing it with city staff, and we're just not able to commit the time and resources to accomplish this. Understand that we initially, that the starting amount invasive and non-natives was over 70%. And we got it down to about 11% indicated. And I did have a conversation with him because if you take a look at the entire area surrounding this small area of Maroon Park, it is almost exclusively non-natives. And so it's a frustrating program, but I understand the intent of the program. And we did agree to it when we accepted the funds. We'll move forward towards meeting that requirement. So I do recommend approval with Smith Group JJR for the monitoring that's needed for that mitigation.
How much is the contract for the mitigation?
Good question.
We're still working on that because a lot of the work that needs to be done is literally coming in, rubber gloves, stick your hand in the herbicide, and rubbing the leaves of some of the grasses that are in there. It's the grasses that are causing us the problem. And we're still working on the price. I don't have a price for you yet. I don't think it's going to be exorbitant. I think it's going to be manageable. But we try to do it with in-house staff, and we can't stay on top of it with everything else that we've got to get done. So.
Kevin, that's a big reduction though, 70 to 11.
Oh yeah, if you walk along the trail, you won't have any problem knowing where we've done this work because it looks completely different than the rest of the park.
Kevin, just I think I already know the answer to the question, but I'm going to ask it anyways. My understanding is that in case of in certain circumstances with wetlands and other things, you can trade reductions in one area or creation of wetlands in one area for elimination of wetlands in another. Is that type of thing available here, or is it just impractical?
I believe from what I've been told that this type of work has cost other places that have had to do it. Metro Parks has had to do some of it. I believe from what I'm told with that we're probably going to be better off doing the actual mitigation versus purchasing a bank.
Okay.
From a bank. Yeah. I'm aware of what you're speaking. I've done that in the past on some projects.
Right.
But I think in this case we're probably going to be better off actually
doing the work. Okay. Yeah. Fair enough. Thank you.
All right. With that, we do have proposed ordinance 22-2019 to authorize the acceptance of the proposal from the Smith Group. Mrs. Capolini.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. As I introduce ordinance number 22-2019, all members of council having previously received copies, I'll read by title only. Authorizing the Mayor and Director of Finance to accept the proposal of Smith Group JJR to provide mitigation monitoring services for River Trail Phase 1, appropriating funds therefore in the amount not to exceed $4,950, waiving a second and third reading and declaring an emergency.
Second.
Moved and seconded that ordinance number 22-2019 be read by title only and the second and third readings be waived. All in favor of that indicate by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries. Final passage.
Yes, thank you. I'd like to move the final passage of ordinance number
22-2019. Second.
Moved and seconded for final passage of ordinance 22-2019 as an emergency measure. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries and ordinance 22-2019 is approved. Moving on to our next agenda, item 9. This has to do with resurfacing of phase one resurfacing in the Woodstream Farms subdivision. Mr. Aller.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. Woodstream Farms is the area that we identified as part of our 2019 capital improvement plan for resurfacing. The plans are complete and ready for advertisement, and we're ready to move forward. We will be milling and resurfacing the top 2 inches of asphalt, and we'll be doing some spot repairs in areas that need it. There are some trenches in there that need some work, and then the remainder of the asphalt will just be milled and filled. This is a project 2019 that came in substantially less than the initial estimate. We've modified with some new ODOT asphalt mixtures. We've modified the depth that we have to take out now. It enables us to do it the surface course in a much thinner course. And so we've been able to save some money with this project. Our initial estimate as part of the capital improvement plan was about $440,000. And when we made the modifications that I just spoke of, it actually reduces this project down to $319,128. So substantial savings with that being able to modify those ODOT mixes. So we're just asking for permission to, I believe there's a couple. Okay. That will be just a permission to advertise. And I would be looking forward to that.
Okay, Mr. Aller, before we move on to the testing, by changing those mixed designs for the asphalt, do you consider that they will have the same useful life?
Yes, yes. We're not sacrificing any life at all with it. It just enables us to, what's been done is for surface course on low volume roadways, they've modified the mix using a smaller aggregate. And so what that enables us to do is to reduce the total thickness that we have to take out and still maintain the strength that we want to be able to carry the traffic load. So our final course will actually be only be about 3/4 of an inch thick. We could never do that before because the smallest stone size was 3/4 inch, but that's now been reduced. It allows us to put that much thinner coat on. We still get the great, the good bond. And residential streets aren't carrying, you know, 1,000 semis a day. They're carrying, you know, cars and SUVs, and it holds up quite well.
All right. So the first motion that we need here is to authorize a bidding for advertising for bidding for this project. Mr. Richardson.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. I would make a motion to allow the clerk of council to advertise for bids for the Woodstream Farm resurfacing phase one.
Second. It's been moved and seconded to authorize the clerk to advertise for bids for the Woodstream Farms resurfacing phase one project. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries. I'll move on to the service director's report concerning testing for this project.
That same project, excuse me, we will have, as part of the spot repairs, will be some limited compaction testing for stone base, but the majority of this testing will be for asphalt, a little bit of concrete, but primarily asphalt testing to make sure that we have the proper compaction in both of those lifts that we'll be applying. We did request submittals from multiple firms. Osmorner was the lowest and best price that was provided at a price of $5,550. We've done a lot of work with Bajie Warner and we recommend approval moving
forward. Mr. Richardson.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor.
Oh, excuse me.
Could I ask a question?
You can. Come on up, identify yourself for the record, and yes.
Is some of the trenches and some of the spot repairs that I mentioned.
Right, okay,
and,
so that's what's going to fix that.
Yeah.
Okay,
yeah.
Thank you. Mm-hmm.
All right, Mr. Richardson, we have ordinance 23-2019.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. I'd like to introduce ordinance number 23-2019. All members of council having previously received copies, I will read by title only. accepting the proposal of Bowser Mortar, Inc. to conduct construction, testing, and geotechnical engineering for the Woodstream Farms Resurfacing Phase 1 project, appropriating funds therefore in the amount of $5,550, waiving the second and third reading, and declaring an emergency.
Second. Ordinance number 23-2019, the motion is to read by title only and waive the second and third readings. All in favor of that indicate by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries. Final passage.
I move final passage of ordinance number 23-2019.
Second.
It's been moved and seconded for final passage of ordinance 23-2019 as an emergency measure. All in favor say aye.
Aye. Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries, and ordinance 23-2019 is approved. Going to the second page of our agenda for this evening, we're up to agenda item 10. The service director is requesting or has a report on an application we would like to make with the Ohio Environmental Protection Agency. Mr. Aller.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. The federal EPA has established what a federal grant program for non-point source pollution. Ohio has decided to put that into what they refer to as their Ohio Domestic Action Plan to address non-point source pollution in our waterways. We are working with a local consultant to put this application together through Ohio EPA. Ohio EPA is aware that we're considering this and is very optimistic and happy that we'll be submitting this project. The preliminary concept will be that the mowed area in the middle of the Root parking lot over by Haroon Park and Somo, that will become a rain garden, a bioretention rain garden, and then we'll also replace some of the poor conditions of the banks along the root side. And then there's also, it doesn't show on this map, but there's also a small area on the, doesn't show very well, on the Somo side that'll also be done. It's the area where there's, right now it's old sections of concrete that will be removed and improved. The cross veins that you see on that drawing is something that will reduce the velocity of the water along the banks, which improves natural life, the natural wildlife and critters use that creek, and it keeps them from being washed away. It also obviously provides some bank stabilization. So all of this work is estimated to be about $240,000. It's only a 10% match, so our match for the project would be $24,000, and we request authorization to submit that application.
Kevin, a couple questions. Are we required to do this?
We are not required to do it. It is a plan. The banks along there were something that I wanted to get cleaned up for a few years, and it's just being able to find the right time to do it. When the consultant came to us and asked if we had anything, that was something that I mentioned to him. That by itself probably would not have been a successful grant application, but in walking the site with the consultant, they initially looked over and asked, said, what about that? And said that we could put in a rain garden in there. So that we moved forward.
So this bank stabilization helps protect the property, whoever owns the root property, and I don't know who the owner of that property is. Is their participation in this project to assist their property value, because this obviously would help them long term, correct? That's the rain garden piece, that's the value that we've come to an understanding of?
The rain garden, where the rain garden is going, the parking lot is actually a, city, make sure I say this right.
We own the property. It's a city property that's been, that's allowed for that building to use.
Got it. I didn't realize that the city owned the property.
Yes.
Got it. Okay. So we own the liability because we own the property.
And we do have some of those spaces that are specifically for the access to Haroon Park, but some of them during the day, most of them go to the use of that building.
Right. Okay. That's the piece of the puzzle I didn't know. Thank you very much.
I wanted to make sure I had the puzzle.
No, I get it. I was just looking at, hey, it's up on their property, and it, but it's not their property. It's our property. Fair enough.
You would add this as a 2020 budget item into the capital improvements budget then?
That's correct, yeah. It'll be part of the 2020.
The appearance of that area will change. From a nicely mowed area, there's some big trees in there. I assume we don't lose the big trees, we just plant more vegetation that can address the water issue, the filtering issue.
Yeah, there'd be more grasses that are water absorbing, that have the deep roots and that will soak up the water before it makes its way to the 10 Mile Creek. So there are some maintenance. It does bring some maintenance to our Parks Department, but we already have a bioretention cell at the top of Haroon Park, and this just gets added to it. I do think these are especially when you can get them done for a 10% match. They're beneficial projects in keeping sediment out of our creeks.
And I take a look every now and then at that rain garden up by the St. Joseph parking lot. That's our parking lot. Part of that's our parking lot as well. How's that holding up? How's that working?
It's doing well. We had some maintenance issues about a year ago now. We had to divert some of the water that was coming off. It was coming off of that parking lot so fast. We had some erosion issues with it, but we've gotten that resolved, and it's holding up really very well now.
Any further questions for Mr. Aller?
Thank you. I love this project. I don't know if I'm as happy as the Ohio EPA, but I see it as a mess down there. I see it flooded.
Yep.
It's kind of a disaster. So this is exciting.
Well, we do have resolution for 2019. Mrs. Capellini.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. I'd like to introduce resolution number 4-2019. All members of council having previously received copies, I'll read by title only. A resolution authorizing the mayor and director of finance to file a grant application with the Ohio Environmental Protection Agency, waiving a second and third reading and declaring an emergency.
It's been moved and seconded that resolution number 4-2019 be read by title only. And the second and third readings be waived. All in favor of that indicate by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries. Final passage.
I'd like to move final passage of resolution number
4-2019. Second.
Moved and seconded for final passage of resolution 4-2019 as an emergency measure. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries and resolution 4-2019 is approved. Agenda item 11 is a vehicle purchase for the Division of Parks and Forestry. Mr. Aller.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. This is the vehicle purchase for the year. It's a pickup for the Parks Department. This purchase was included in the 2019 capital improvement plan. The price that Yark Automotive provided to us is actually the exact same price that we paid last year. So there was no increase over last year's purchase price. The purchase price is $27,286.50, and I would recommend approval of the purchase.
Any questions for Mr. Aller concerning this pickup purchase? If not, we have proposed ordinance 24-2019. Mrs. Capellini.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. I'd like to introduce ordinance number 24-2019. All members of council having previously received copies, I'll read by title only. Authorizing the mayor and director of finance to accept the proposal of Yark Automotive for the provision of a 2019 pickup truck for the Division of Parks and Forestry, Department of Public Service, appropriating $27,286.50, therefore, waiving a second and third reading and declaring an emergency.
Second. It's been moved and seconded that ordinance number 24-2019 be read by title only and the second and third readings be waived. All in favor of that indicate by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries. Final passage.
Thank you. I'd like to move final passage of ordinance number 24-2019.
Second. Moved and seconded for final passage of ordinance 24-2019 as an emergency measure. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries and ordinance 24-2019 is approved. Moving on to agenda item 12. This is for a new liquor permit, D1, D2, and D3, for My Way Bistro LLC at 5827. I have a report from Chief Rodas that that is the old Tony Paco's location on the west side of Monroe Street. The police department, police division does not have any objections to this permit request. And he does not see a need for a local hearing to be requested. Mr. Fry.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. I'll make a motion to waive the city's request towards having a local hearing.
Second.
It's moved and seconded for the city not to request a local hearing for this new liquor permit for My Way Bistro at 5827 Monroe Street. All in favor of the motion indicate by saying aye.
Aye. Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries. We're on to agenda item 13, which is committee reports. The first of this is a committee of the whole report that was held on February 22nd, 2019, and that was about budget issues. I believe, Mrs. Hussman, you're prepared to make that report?
Yes, I am, Mr. Mayor. This is Mary's Westfall's report. Committee of the whole meeting was held on February 22nd, 2019 at 7:30 a.m. for discussion of the 2020 budget. Present were Mary Westfall, Katie Capellini, Mark Fry, Sandy Hussman, Mark Lutke, Patrick Richardson, Doug Hanum was excused, and from administration, Toby Schroyer, Leslie Brining, Kevin Aller, and Mayor Stow. While the city continues to be on solid ground in terms of revenue and budget management, council members determined that it would be helpful and informative to work with administration to identify opportunities for additional revenue to support the 2020 budget. Each council member provided input and suggestions in three areas, revenue, expenses, and other, and that list will be posted with the minutes. Additionally, a copy has been sent to city council members and administration. There was additional discussion on several topics. It was determined that a primary focus should be on the gap to be filled in order to address capital improvement needs. The next step is to have a streets committee meeting to consider the cost and needs of maintaining streets and options for the future. The meeting was adjourned at 8:55 a.m.
Thank you. Any questions for Mrs. Hussman? All right, there's a need, I understand, to schedule the next committee of the whole meeting,
Yeah, I think Patrick needs to schedule his streets. So if he wants to do that first, and then the committee of the whole meeting, I think that Mark is talking about is regarding the logo.
I think we should schedule it for the logo now.
We'll take this in order. Okay.
It was my understanding that we might want to schedule this logo meeting for 6:15 on March 18th.
That would be correct. Mr. Mayor, just to refresh council's memory, we met, council met as a committee of the whole prior to our last council meeting to address, to listen to proposals from vendors to help us with the new city logo. Six council members were present, and we heard from three companies. Council could not come to an agreement on a successful bidder. At the end of that meeting, we felt that we might want to reconvene with all members present, and so that's why we're setting this meeting, is to revisit the discussion about the logo with everybody here.
So I won't be here on Monday.
Okay.
It's going to be the third meeting I've been in 10 years, but I can't.
Well, that's okay. Bill, we've kicked this can down the road a lot. I think the only thing we can do is move it to April.
I think we let the vendors know that it shouldn't be a problem.
Right. So revising that, Mr. Mayor, I suspect that we would want to schedule a meeting. Let's see what else we have that night. I don't see anything ahead of our meeting on April 1st. Is that right? So I would suggest we meet at perhaps 7 o'clock that evening to discuss the logo. Everybody going to be here? Okay.
We're going to meet at 7?
Yep.
And this is a committee of the whole meeting, is that correct?
Correct.
That's PM.
Correct. Correct. And I think there's a general feeling that we don't necessarily want to revisit the presentations again. Everybody's seen them. Mr. Fry has, I believe, gotten up to speed with them and has the written material. So this will simply be a discussion by members of council to see if we can come to an agreement on a vendor.
All right. So is everybody satisfied with that date?
Sure.
Mm-hmm. Again, that would be at 7 p.m. on Monday, April the 1st. Okay,
correct.
I need a motion to that effect.
So moved, Mr. Mayor.
Second.
Moved and seconded to set a committee of the whole meeting for Monday, April 1st at 7 p.m. for discussion and selection of a logo consultant. All in favor of that indicate by saying aye.
Aye. Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries.
And Mr. Mayor, I'll ask Mr. Sanford if he could notify the interested companies that we're going to have a bit of a delay again.
Yes. All right. I think that takes care of item 13A. Let's move on to item 13B, which is a report of the Safety Committee meeting held February 25th, and I believe the discussion was over the designated outdoor refreshment area. Mr. Fry.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. That's correct. We had an opportunity to meet at for a safety committee meeting on 25th of February. Meeting was called to order at 7:33 to discuss the designated outdoor refreshment area, or the DORA. Members in attendance are myself, Mr. Hayne, Mr. Lutke, Mrs. Westfall, Mrs. Hussman, and Mrs. Capellini. Members of the administration also present are Mrs. Brining, Chief Rodas, Mr. Aller, and Captain Schnorr. No members of the public were in attendance. As many of you already know, we've worked on this for off and on for some time. Now, Mr. Lutke was the chair of the ad hoc DORA committee with members of the community and business owners. Mr. Richardson, as a member of council, also served on the committee, and we appreciate their good work in regards to the ad hoc committee. Mr. Lutke briefly described the committee's findings, although all members of council had a copy of the general findings. Discussion occurred regarding the potential need for additional police presence. The chief indicated that increased police presence would probably initially be anticipated. He also discussed that there would also likely be increased presence of state liquor control personnel as well. That's very typical for the initiation of a DORA, just to make sure everything is moving along. There was also discussion about education of the business owners that did not have liquor permits currently regarding how the DORA cups and the lack of permission to enter the businesses would work. There was conversation about having three or four parklets that would be in the city right-of-way, utilizing one parking space each, with initial costs of about $6,000. That conversation and responsibility to construct and sponsor those would go to the DSA. The city would assist in the preparation of the spaces to put the parklets in and also to install the parklets, as well as work through the mechanics of the design of the parklets so that they've met the appropriate height restrictions and those kinds of things. There was a discussion about liability insurance as well, and the fact that the city's responsible for the signage of the DORA. One thing that's out there that's still yet to be determined or discussed in more detail is the hours of operation of the DORA, the days a week and the hours of operation. The committee recommended operating hours from 10 a.m. until closing basically for the liquor permit holders. So my understanding, that's typically around 2:30 in the morning. Some council members thought that shortened hours may be advisable. Chief Rodas also recommended shorter hours, at least initially, and then if it works out well, then expand the times and days. So the hours of operation obviously are one area that we want additional input along with other items, and there was a discussion that was held trying to set up the possibility of having a public hearing for prior to the next council meeting at 6:30 on March 18th. The meeting was adjourned at 8:32 a.m. And in that light, I would like to make a motion, Mr. Mayor, that we, well, I'm not sure whether that's my protocol. You are President Pro Tem. I think that's your protocol, Mrs. Hussman.
Oh, it's safety committee protocol. Chair. Certainly you can set that.
Fair enough. I'll make a motion then to set a public hearing at 6:30 p.m. Before the next council meeting on Monday, March 18th, for the discussion and public input on the DORA.
Second.
All right. Any discussion about that, setting that meeting time?
Only to say, Mr. Mayor, that I've had a couple of calls from citizens already, neighbors there, who were very interested in knowing when this was going to happen. I think Mrs. Booker talked to a gentleman this morning.
She had a visitor today, yes.
Yes, and he's very, he has a single issue, but he's curious about it. So I think that we want to make sure that we make the public aware of this, and maybe to the excess. Mutual caller today pointed out that if we get a story in the newspaper about it on Monday or Tuesday, no one will see it because the newspaper isn't printed anymore on Monday or Tuesday. I'm not quite sure I agree with that, but that's what his viewpoint was. So I think we want to kind of overachieve from the standpoint of making sure our community knows about this.
I think that's true. The clerk has a legal ad ready to go that she will submit. It will be advertised this Wednesday and the following Wednesday. Not that anybody reads the legal ads either. I know I do. That's part of my business. But I read, but not everybody does. And we pick those days because the paper is published in paper. And we actually had a short discussion about state law requires you to publish legal ads. Is it published if it's not printed? I'm unsure of that.
Yeah, you're asking the wrong guy. Yeah. But
yes,
there were
legal ads in the paper today.
Yeah.
For UT construction at UT, which must meet the criteria for publishing.
Yeah, I would though encourage us to put it on our sign board.
Absolutely, that's a good idea.
And some of the other certainly post it on the city website and some of the other mechanisms we use.
I think it's too late to put this into the Advantage newspaper that's coming out this week, and in 2 weeks it'll be too late.
Mm-hmm.
However, I'll have Mr. Sanford contact our Blade reporter and see if we can't get something in the paper later this week.
Okay, thank you, Mr. Mayor.
All right.
I think I interrupted a vote. I apologize for that.
Yes. Well, not yet. There is a motion to set a public hearing for the designated outdoor refreshment area for Monday, March 18th at 6:30 p.m. All in favor of that indicate by saying aye.
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 Opposed? Motion carries, and the clerk is authorized to put that legal notice in the paper. Okay, now down to added agenda item 13C, which is to schedule a streets committee meeting. Mr. Richardson.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. As it was mentioned in the report by Mrs. Huffman, this is going to be a streets committee meeting, but it's going to be largely focused on the budget of the streets department as it pertains to the ongoing conversation of the 2020 budget in general. So while it is a streets committee meeting, I would imagine all members of council would like to be there. They're certainly invited. I was looking for another morning meeting sometime later this month, possibly somewhere around the 21st of March. Does anybody have any opposition to that?
Yeah, I can't make it that day.
I'm gone that whole week.
You're gone that whole week? How about Wednesday the 27th?
I can't go. I can't make that one. Right. I'm sorry, Patrick.
How about Monday the 25th? Do we have a winner?
I can do that.
What time? 7:30?
Yeah, 7:30 a.m.
Sure.
On a Monday the 25th.
Yeah, I tried. Monday was the 25th option.
That's at 7:30 a.m.?
Yeah, okay. Where are we going to do that?
That'll be in the, is the Finance Committee conference room available? Do we know if it's left? We'll do it there, though.
Okay.
So we're going to do it in the conference room?
Yeah.
Finance Committee? Finance conference room.
All right. If all are in favor of that, we'll have the clerk post that meeting as well. I'll get it into my book here. So that is for Monday, March 25th at 7:30 a.m. No. Just agreement. All right. Any further committee reports or meetings to be set at this time? Any committee referrals? Hearing none, that brings us to the end of our agenda. There are no information items for this evening. If there's no further business, is there a motion to adjourn?
So moved.
Been moved and seconded to adjourn. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries, and Sylvania City Council is adjourned until their next meeting 2 weeks from tonight on Monday, March 18th at 7:30 p.m. in these council chambers. Thank you all for attending.
You know, we should mention, Mr. Mayor, that our only Notre Dame graduate on City Council is not here tonight. So all of us are deputized to sign your papers for you.